Luke chapter 7. When Jesus don't tell the people then where he megafese, he gone to Capernaum. One officer of the Roman army when me live there, me got one servant where me only love bad. The servant me sick and depend dying. When the officer hear about Jesus, he send one or two of the Jewish leader then to ask Jesus if he could come heal his servant. So then gone to Jesus and beg and hard say,
"This man deserves to make you this far. Can he only love with Jewish people there? He even build a meeting place for him."
So Jesus gone with them. But just before he reached the house, the army officer sent out some of his friend there for tell him,
"Sir, you don't have to come way inside of my house. I not good enough for you and me, sir. I not good enough for even come meet you myself. All you have to do, that said the word, I'm a servant when I get healed. I know. Can me myself got officer over me, we give me orders. And I got soldier, where I get orders too. I could tell any one of them, go, and he go. And I could tell one next one, come, and he come. I could tell any one of my servant them, do such, and you want to do it."
When Jesus hear this, he was so surprised that he turned to the crowd when they follow him. And say,
"I tell you, I never find nobody with so much faith yet, not even amongst none of the people from Israel."
When the officer friend then gone back to the house, then find the servant good one, done heal. One little while after that, Jesus gone and one tongue went near Nain, and a disciple then and one big crowd gone along with him. As they made it come close to the gate of the town, then me back out one young man when me dead. That me one with the only son. And one lot of people me come along with him for burial. When the Lord see the widow, his heart gone out to him. And he said to him,
"No cry, miss."
Then he gone up to the stretcher where they made carry the body pan. And he put a hand pan it. Then one when me back the stretcher, stand up one place. Jesus said,
"Young man, get up."
The dead man get up and start to talk, and Jesus gave back to him. Everybody may frighten. After that, they start to praise God and say,
"One great prophet raise up amongst we. God come to his people there for help there."
The news about what all Jesus do spread all over Judea district and the whole area around there. John the Baptist disciple then tell him about everything what Jesus made do. So John called two of his disciples then and sent them to the Lord Jesus to ask him if he that the Christ what God may promise to send, or if then should I look for somebody else. When the man then gone to Jesus, then say,
"John the Baptist sent me to ask you if you that the one with a come, or if you look out for somebody else."
Same time, while they made there right there, Jesus healed a lot of people. When we got all kind of sickness and disease, I drive out evil spirit and make one lot of blind people see again. Then he turned to John's disciple then and say,
"Go tell John all we want to see and all we want to hear. Blind people get back their sight. Then one way me cripple could walk again. People when me got leprosy get healed. And deaf people could hear again. Dead people come back to life, and the poor get the good news preached to them. Tell them too that God bless anybody when they reject me, seek away all I do."
After John messenger then gone, Jesus turned to the crowd and started to talk to them about John. He said,
"But what exactly would me gone out in the desert for see? One long piece of grass where they sway in the breeze? But tell me, where on a gone for see? One man dress up in a fancy clothes? If you don't want to find people who dress up in a fancy clothes and live like king, go look in a palace. So where on a gone for see? One prophet? Yes, on a gone for see one prophet for true. But I tell you, John da much more than just one ordinary prophet. He na the same one where the scripture may talk about when he say, 'Look, I want to send me messenger ahead of you. He want to make sure everything ready for you.' I did tell you, out of all of the picnic where woman ever born, none of them were greater than John. But in spite of that, the least important person with a part of God's kingdom now got more privilege than John.
Everybody, even the tax collector there, may agree with how God may plan things, so they make John baptize them. But the Pharisee then, and the one will teach the law, may reject what God may plan for them. So they never make John baptize them. Then Jesus asks them, say,
so, the way I could tell under this generation stand like, where I could compare them with, then they're just like some picnic, where they sit down in a public square, they holler to one another, say, we play flute for you now, and we never even dance. We sing dead song, and we never ball. When John the Baptist come, he never does drink, and he always the fast. And we say, he must be a demon. Now the Son of Man come, the eat and drink. And we say, look how he craven. I don't want drunkard. I friend up with the tax collector day and other people with bad reputation. But then one we follow God's wisdom, will prove to be right in the longer run.
One of the Pharisees invite Jesus to go eat dinner at his house, so Jesus can take a place at the table. One lady when me got bad name, years of Jesus made that at the Pharisee house to eat, so he bring one expensive perfume in our bottle. We make out an alabaster stone. The lady come behind Jesus by foot and start to cry and cry. Jesus' foot then get wet up with the lady eye water. So the lady wipe the off with the hair and stood him with a kissy foot and put perfume on it. Well, when the Pharisee woman invite Jesus to the house, see what all may happen, he said to himself,
if this man that me want true prophet, he would have me know what kind of woman this where they touch up, that she that was sinner.
Jesus talk up and answer way me to think. He say,
Simon, I got something to tell you.
Simon say,
all right, teacher, go ahead.
Jesus say,
one man lend two people some money. One of them bought $500 and the other one 50. But none of them couldn't pay her back. So the man forgive the two of them and call it off. Now, who you think may love him the most after that?
Simon answers, say,
I guess the one with me who want the most money.
That's right.
Jesus say, he turned to the lady and said to Simon,
look upon this lady. When I come in after you house, you never offer me no water to wash the dust off of my foot. But she washed them with the eye water and wiped them with the hair. You never even welcome me with one kiss when I come in. But she started to kiss me foot then when I first come in. You never rub me head with no oil. But she pour perfume pa me foot then. So I tell you, she did show me so much love ka I forgive her I sin then. And I me want lot of sin. You see, one person we get one little bit of sins forgive, only one love little bit.
Then Jesus said to the lady,
I forgive your sin then.
Then one went me to sit down at the table with her and say,
the whole thing so, who could even forgive sin?
But Jesus said to the lady,
sake of your faith, you save. Go in a peace.